Otto welcomes the announcement of the President that the long-awaited inquiry will now be launched. We are especially excited by the appointment of Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo to head this inquiry. We believe that a judge of the stature will ensure that the inquiry will be handled with the appropriate speed, diligence and thoroughness needed. We do, however, believe that the decision by President Zuma has been unnecessarily delayed as it comes some 14 months after the Public Protector tabled her state of capture report. Tuli Maroncela had to endure ridicule, hate speech and embarrassment in relation to a report which the President now welcomes as if he accepted the remedial action from the start, depicting the farcical nature and opportune timing of his announcement on the eve of the ANC-NEC meeting this week. We trust that the Commission of State Capture will have coherent and relevant terms of reference which will enable the Deputy Chief Justice to tackle this crucial task. We also trust that the Commission will include outer submission to Parliament in June last year. There is also a wealth of evidence from other civil society organisations, from whistleblowers and the media. We hope that this inquiry will not be used by the Hawks, the police and the NPA as an excuse to suspend work on criminal prosecutions arising from state capture activities. We thank Deputy Chief Justice Zondo for taking on this onerous but essential task and call on the Department of Justice to ensure he has all the resources he needs.